Rebuttal to argument for Measure M. We have a rental housing crisis. While rent control may sound positive, Measure M will worsen the situation for most renters. Join teachers, homeowners, renters, small business owners, current and former mayors and council members, nurses, and vote no on M. This measure reduces the number of rentals available by imposing costly restrictions on owners, encouraging selling rentals instead of renting them. Santa Monica lost over 9,000 rental homes after a less extreme measure passed. This measure doesn't exempt new construction like Berkeley and Santa Monica. It will be harder for renters to find housing in the city. No on M. Measure M lets problem renters stay in properties even after rental agreements end. Owners lose control of rentals. Some neighborhoods will lose peace and quiet. Measure M requires the city to create a new rent board. This rent board can set their own salaries, hire new city workers, outside lawyers, rent office space, and obligate the city for additional public employee pensions, all without city council oversight. No on M. The new rent board and city litigation will cost millions. Supporters claim it's self-funding, but it actually imposes a rental property tax. The rent board can also dip into Santa Cruz's general fund to cover millions in expenses. Those are funds that should be for police, fire, roads, and parks. No on M. Measure M. Too expensive. Too extreme. No on M. www.santacruztogether.com. Kevin Vogel, former chief of police for the city of Santa Cruz, Tamara Owens Renter, former vice president of student life for the Student Union Assembly, Renee Golder, teacher, RTI coordinator, union site representative Michael Hutchison, UCSC professor of economics, Holly Locatelli, community leader.